Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow has identified the two men Britain is seeking for poisoning a former Russian double agent. Putin says the pair is a civilian and that there's nothing criminal about them. He has urged the pair to come forward and tell their story. Britain has charged Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Bashirov in absentia with using a nerve agent to kill former spy Sergei Skripal back in March. British Prime Minister Theresa May has said the suspects are members of Russia's military intelligence agency. The attack in the city of Salisbury left a British woman dead and four people, including Skripal and his daughter, in critical condition. Britain blames the Russian government for the attack, but Moscow strongly denies the claim. Author and researcher Greg Simons joins us now from Uppsala to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Simons, where do you think this poisoning saga is heading between Russia and Britain?
Well, I mean, you have two absolutely diverging stories. You've got the British government's official version, and then you've got the Russian response. Now, the British say that, well, you've already outlined what the charges are, but there is little in the way of hard, convincing evidence which has been provided for it. And the main point that the Russians are working on is, can you provide us with this kind of information so we can double check? So, I mean, it's starting to look something like what was happening in 2002, 2003, when Iraq had the weapons of mass destruction and that whole story, which was based on the perceived credibility of these anonymous official sources. And when this is questioned, then the question is not addressed, but there's an attack on the reputation and character of the ones asking the questions.
And the question is, down the line, how bad can this issue affect deteriorating relations at this point between Moscow and London?
Well, these relations have been pretty bad for a number of years now, because if we go back far enough to the beginnings of the Second Chechen War, there were a number of these Chechen leaders, such as Zakayev, who were given asylum in London. And this was already quite a few years ago. So this has just been on a gradual decline ever since. Traditionally, even though there were, if you look historically at the ties between the royal families, for example, there has always been a certain competition and conflict between these two countries.
All right, thank you very much. Author and researcher Greg Simons joining us from Uppsala.